Oh, and by the way, I am not growling and panting and wrestling, Brad. That is actually the Stutzy family dog.
I don't have a dog. I don't know what you're talking about. I think you need to quit drooling on my fucking couch, to be honest with you.
No. Oh, you haven't kicked me out yet. You keep talking to me.
No, that's my little man. That's all fuzzy little man.
Hey, it's Johnny P. I'm in City Cafe in Chattanooga for SEI. I got bad news. Cecil's not going to be on this podcast. He's going to be on the next podcast. Cecil, why aren't you on this podcast?
Because Johnny P's a fuck up.
Johnny P did fuck up. He mistimed things. He wants to keep things short. Cecil will be on next week. It's already in the can. We're good.
Hey, guys. You heard that immediately in front of me. Cecil is not going to be on this week's show. It was just a timing thing. I realized I had enough to get through this episode to finish up Stutzy. I wanted Cecil to have his own self-contained episode. This is the first time I've taped since the Boys of Gibsonville trailer dropped. I'm excited about the project. I'm shooting one more interview tomorrow. This is early August. I'm on my way back from SCI, so I got to hang out with all the CWF Mid-Atlantic crew and a lot of cool fans. I'm going to shoot one more interview tomorrow, and then we head straight into complete post-production. You know, I'd like to get it out by December, but, you know, regular life, and I'm taking classes at school again, so we shall see. So Stutzy is our guest for part three, the final part of Brad Stutz, the creative director of CWF Mid-Atlantic. He's going to talk about what he didn't possess when he ascended to booker of the company. He's going to talk about an important lesson that he and Grant learned when going to a WWE house show that affects CWF Mid-Atlantic shows to this day. And he's going to talk about a variety of things, including what he's afraid of, what he fears, what his goals are, issues that he has since alleviated. I'm really excited about this one, so let's get right into it. So it's been, what, 5 years you've been the creative?
It's been almost 7 years.
Almost seven. Okay, so what you look back 7 years now. You're doing pretty good.
Doing all right.
Yeah, doing all right. Yeah. Big show this weekend.
I would say we got through another one.
What do you look back and go, oh, I had that intuitively. And what do you look back at and go, like, oh, geez, that was a struggle. That was something I had to learn. That was of your duties as far as creative director go.
I don't know that I had anything intuitively. I think I had the skills intuitively, but those skills have to be developed and they have to be trained and retrained, and it's trial and error. I think I had the skills, but I don't know that I had anything fresh off the bat, because it's a process. The whole thing is a process. You know, we have a great reputation of starting on time and ending on time. Grant and I went to the final house show before WrestleMania in Miami. Punk is the champion. He works with maybe Dolph Ziggler. They bring out Arn Anderson at the end of the night because Arn's going into the Hall of Fame in 6 days, and they do a little thing for Arn and Raleigh.
This is 2012.
Yes. Yeah. And they did, I can't remember now if it was 9 or 10 matches with an intermission, with CM Punk and Dolph Ziggler doing a 2 out of 3 falls main event that went like 28 minutes. They did the whole thing in 2:30, flat. I mean, boom, 2:30, 7:30 to 10 or whatever it was. It was like, if they can do this, why can't we? I don't know why more indies don't take that mentality of, we're gonna start on time, we're gonna end on time. I don't really care about much else. So the building that we're in now, we move into in June of 12.
CWF Sportatorium, yes. Which is becoming a pretty neat,
yes,
amazing place to,
yes,
see.
That's
see
our
a match.
That's our fourth or fifth building that we've had, because they have a nasty habit of getting sold out from under us. We moved into that building in June of 2012, and that was really, if there was a watershed moment, if there was a turning point, it was that, because we had gone to that house show and we had seen how efficiently things could be ran. And it wasn't like we'd never been to a house show before. It was just something It was just something about seeing that, and they had Ryback do a squash with somebody, and they had it, nothing felt shortchanged. It was just a great, tight 2 hour and 30 minute show with an intermission and a little promo for Arn afterwards. It was just like, this is the way you do it. So June of 2012, we move into the new building, and that was my sort of decree. Is from now on, we start at 7:30, we end at 10 o'clock. Doesn't matter what else is going on. You can count on two hands the times that we've ended past 10 o'clock. You can count on one hand the time we've ended past 10 o'clock and didn't mean to. Very rarely do we miss our mark, and that's a credit to the crew. But it just, I don't know. Something about that just felt like it added so much to the product. It added a level of professionalism.
What are the things you want out of CWF in the next year to 3 years? What are the things you worry about? Do you worry about getting in this weird position where there seems to be this food chain developing through progress in Europe and then evolve here, WWN, into NXT and then feeding into WWE? Do you worry about too many people knowing about this beautiful secret that you guys have here in North Carolina and having to work around that?
I worry about people with bigger budgets making it harder for us to get dates on guys. I worry about when, not if, Trevor and Drew are no longer around. I worry about us feeling like ECW after all the cool kids left. That was pretty much once Trevor and Drew started getting out there and making their names, that became my edict. Above anything else, the company's edict was invest in people like Chet Sterling, Smith Garrett, Nick Richards, Jesse Adler for a while, whoever else came along so that we would replenish the soil. Because honestly, Trevor and Drew could have been gone 2 years ago and locked up to an exclusive deal somewhere. Thankfully, that's not the case. But I knew we urgently needed to cultivate new faces to carry the brand after they were gone and not feel like, and it had to feel organic. It couldn't feel like, remember that 70s show? You remember Topher Grace doesn't do the last season and they literally just get a new sort of baby-faced Midwest white guy who all of a sudden is hanging out with the crew? I knew it couldn't feel like that. It couldn't just be like, well, Chet Sterling is Trevor Lee's replacement. It couldn't be that obvious. But I knew we had to invest and get these guys ready to carry the load. Thankfully, the way the contracts are structured, we kind of have an idea now of, at the very least, how long we'll have accessibility to those people for. But for a while there, you know, it could have been, well, they could show up on any given Saturday and be like, hey, they're offering me this, I gotta go, and I didn't want the bottom to fall out of CWF. I feel like Worldwide has helped with that tremendously in a sense of exposing a wider audience to Roy Wilkins, Eric Royal, the Dawsons. I would include Chip Day in limited showings at CWF. I would include in that list and Brad Attitude and, you know, half a dozen others. People really like Kane Justice, which blows my mind. I feel like Worldwide has done wonders in exposing eyeballs to these people so that it won't, hopefully the void will not be so great when the day comes that Trevor and Drew aren't around as much. Where I want us to go, I get told by some people that I'm too complacent. Maybe that's the case. But I feel like there are a lot of cautionary tales, ECW being one of them. So I'm content just to hang out in our little room. It's about 300 seats. If we reach the point where all 300 seats are filled every 2 weeks with 50 to 100 people or more being turned away, then we'll look at something else. But for the time being, I'm content. I don't have a lot of big business goals. My goals are more in building this thing up than in like, oh, in a year from now, I want to be playing before 700 people every week. You know, if we get there, that's fine. But my goals are more in taking somebody like Smith Guerin and bringing whatever I can to help him have the tools to do what he's always wanted to do, to excel at it, to become a beloved figure at doing it, and to replenish the soil at CWF. That's my goals more than anything else.
That's it for this week, guys. That's the end of our interview with Brad Stutz. I want to thank him a ton for taking the time to talk to me. He's a great dude. Next week, we will finally have that Cecil interview that I had been teasing. I don't even remember what Cecil talks about right now because I am on the road once again. But I remember it being an enjoyable conversation involving what he wants to get out of his announcing and his perception of some things and some inside baseball stuff when it comes to announcing in CWF Worldwide. So I hope you'll join us. As always, Poddington Bear is the provider, the artist, if you will, of our theme music. We will see you next week. Go support CWF Mid-Atlantic on Twitter, at CWF Mid-Atlantic. On YouTube, just search CWF Mid-Atlantic. And hey, why not go to a show? Oh, well, one more thing. We just announced that myself and my good friend Jeremy Bryant are going to be doing a fan convention in conjunction with CWF Mid-Atlantic's CWF Rumble. That's October 14th. We're going to have events on Friday, October 13th. We're going to have Q&As. We're going to have what we used to call tape parties. There's other stuff in the works. This is a dry run. Out-of-towners are really encouraged to come. We're going to get a block of hotel or motel rooms. I'm going to work on that this week, which will be several weeks past this by the time you hear it. You'll probably just check my Twitter, at John Philip Avage. That's at JohnPhilipAvage. Just follow my Twitter and we'll figure it out. I will see you next time.